important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Liv with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, 3 weeks have passed since Rhonda Fahey was evicted from her social housing unit by the Queensland Department of Housing, allegedly in response to her hoarding. The Northwest Community Group charity have criticised the local government, calling the incident a clear case of disability discrimination. Ms. Fahey is still fighting for her right to live in the social housing unit because she doesn't want to have to rehouse for her cat.
Hendra Police Station have seized 30 kilograms of meth in tea bags as part of an ongoing initiative called Operation Whiskey Whisper. A vehicle travelling the New England Highway near Wollongarra was searched, and inside, police found the illicit substance packaged in tea bags in an amount worth millions of dollars. Operation Whiskey Whisper was intended to stop drugs being trafficked from between and around Sydney and Brisbane, a task the police believe they have succeeded in with this bust.
In national news, an employee of weapons manufacturer Tahl's Australia has been accused of unethical conduct in his former position within the defence industry. Tahl's has recently been allowed to begin local production of artillery shells following months of controversy surrounding a staff member allegedly sharing confidential information while employed by defence. However, these allegations of unethical conduct have been deferred back to the department. Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy has played down the allegations, stating that all allegations like that should be investigated, evidence should be examined, and no evidence has been found, and that Tahl's, like all defence industry, is an essential part of defending the nation.
A new report from the Australian Medical Association has revealed Australia's public health networks are struggling to keep up with increased demand for mental health care. The report found a growing number of Australians are presenting to emergency services with mental health conditions, but are spending 7 hours in the emergency department before being admitted to hospital. The average wait time for patients presenting with mental health concerns were the highest on record, with 10% of patients waiting for a day or more before finding a bed.
In international news, the United Nations have urged Israel against cutting ties with UNRWA aid networks in Gaza. UNRWA has been the leading agency providing Palestinian aid since the start of the war in Gaza, but the latest attempt to stop UNRWA relief by Israel has been met with resistance by the United Nations, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres warning that Israel's new laws impeding UNRWA would be devastating to Palestinian refugees, and told the state that they would be responsible for assuming responsibility of the care of refugees under international law. Israel's new legislation marks the latest attempt to stop aid from operating in the region as part of their ongoing genocide against the Palestinian people.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of rain and thunder in the afternoon. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au/news.